Hello and welcome to What's the Buzz in New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Very exciting guest on today, very exciting. Very talented young person coming on to my show tonight, Adeline, I want to say it right, Adeline V. Lopez. She's a 17-year-old New York singer, songwriter. She writes authentic, soulful pop and anthems. Her music attacks mental health, toxicity, family issues, young love, and womanhood. She uses her literary references and myths in her song on How Do I Love Thee by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Jenny Holzer's truisms, The Goddess of Aphrodite, and she draws inspiration from music icons like Billy Joel, Tracy Chapman, Joan Jett, Stevie Nicks, Paul Simon, and Blondie. She's equally inspired by contemporary artists like Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, Gracie Abrams, Tate McRae, and Sabrina Carpenter. Her music is smart, heartfelt pop. All right, you're going to really enjoy this new guest. And I think I can say this. She's only 17, and you're going to hear some pretty amazing music today. I'm going to open up her mic now, and let's say hello. Adeline?
Hi.
Hi, am I pronouncing it correctly? Is that Adeline?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
all right, it's great. Listen, I've been playing your music over and over again. It's so mesmerizing.
Thank you.
I'm dancing around. But it's very good. So let's get to know you now. This is great. How long have you been writing music?
Honestly, I've been writing music for as long as I can remember, but I started writing it, like, seriously around, like, the pandemic and when I had a ton of time on my hands. And then I released my first song, I guess it must have been 2021, Aphrodite. And then since then, I've just been writing and recording and releasing pretty much nonstop, which brings us to here.
That's terrific. But when did you first realize, because as I said, I hope you don't mind me saying, you're 17, that you had this gift or that to express?
I think I've always been a person who has been drawn to poetry and words and stories. And when I realized that I could put that on music and connect with it in that kind of way, putting together the two things I love, storytelling and music, I just realized, like, this is what I want to do. And a lot of it has just been working at it and sticking with it. And, like, I am very young and I have a lot more to learn, but that I love to learn.
I am so impressed because you play the piano, I know. Do you play other instruments on this? Because I feel a layering going on.
Play is a strong word.
Okay.
I would say I'm probably most fluent in guitar. And I played piano when I was younger, but I had a very scary teacher who kind of deterred me from it. So now I'm really focused on guitar. I have my three pink
guitars.
Is that
all you? That's all you? The music? The music part, is that you playing?
So I write all the music, and then I work with a engineer, a producer at Record House. Shout out to Mark.
Oh, yeah.
And he helps me create the backing track.
Terrific.
That has a very, like, professional layering feel.
It does. That's what I noticed most about it was the layering that I like so much. And I also liked that for a young person, you take your time with the lyrics.
Yeah.
You don't try to rush through. You take your time. You want each word to be heard, which is so impressive. I get tired of everybody trying to race through it and race through it, and I'm like, wait, I didn't hear what it was. What did she just say? And it's so nice. Go ahead.
It's also interesting because I listened to my songs that I wrote like 2 years ago, and I'm shocked by the lyrics, and I think now, oh, I should have done this. I could have done this better. So in a way, it's cool to see myself grow. In such a short amount of time with my lyrics and my ability to write music.
Truly short amount of time. You're 17.
Yeah.
Truly short amount of time. It's so great, too. So I guess you must be very well read because, as I said, you're using Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And I do find that, I love Joan Jett, by the way, big fan, but I do find a very Taylor Swift-like quality to some of them that I really enjoy. And but it's just, I love that you take your time with the music. You're not rushing the chords. You're not trying to be too aggressive with them. You're just working together. And I love your simplicity, too, and not overdoing
it.
It's so wonderful. So tell us about your big EP and release coming up.
Yes. So that is something that I get to announce today, which I'm very excited, is that I'm coming out with an EP on April 7th called Feel Too Much, which I've been working on really for the past, like, 2 years and is finally coming to fruition. And I don't know, it's been the coolest project, and I'm so proud
of
it.
And how many songs are on the EP? How many songs do you have?
It's six songs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all, I would say the arc of the album is something that I'm extremely proud of, because I think that the story you can kind of track through the album, which is really exciting.
It's almost the whole album, though. You have six songs. A lot of people put out an EP with three songs. This is six. That's a half hour, at least.
But yeah, exactly.
That's really good. And then you also have a great show coming up. Let's tell them about your great show.
Yes. So then to celebrate Feel Too Much coming out, I'm going to be performing at the Groove Club, which is at 125 McDougall Street, on April 15th from 5 to 6:30. And that I performed there before, and it's a great space, and it was a really fun vibe last time, jumping around, dancing with everyone. So I'm very excited to celebrate there.
It's a very famous, actually, you're on a very famous street for musicians, from folk singers like Bob Dylan and on. Folk singers, you got a lot of that vibe going on there. Let me give them it's Saturday, April 15th, 5 p.m. to 6:30, 125 McDougall Street. I'm going to give them the phone number for tickets. It's 212-254-9393, and they can get the tickets at, I'm looking right here, donyc.com/events2023, 415 Adeline V. Lopez tickets. And give them your website, so in case, I think I put it, but give them your website.
My website is adelinevlopez.com, which has all the information on the show coming up, and it will very shortly have information on the EP as well.
All right, so why don't we give them a little taste right now, and I'm going to start with Catharsis. Here we go.
Moved on as much as I thought, but it's So if I wanna scream, I'm gonna go out. Gonna yell club songs way too loud. You find a way to coexist with life when you're walking. Life when you're walking the borderline between laughing and crying, thriving and just surviving. No, I've been searching for catharsis all my life. So if I wanna scream, I'm gonna go out. Gonna yell club songs way too loud. You find a way to coexist with life when you're walking the borderline between laughing and crying, thriving and just surviving. No, I've been searching for catharsis all my life. Maybe I'll find it this time.
Wow, I love it. That's the one I was dancing to. I lied. I was dancing to. By the time we got to the end, I was like, I said, nobody watch. Dance when nobody's watching. But I love that. I love that. And I love the use of the word catharsis. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I wrote this song because we were talking about catharsis in my English class last year. We were reading Antigone and talking about, old drama terms. And I got home and I was thinking about how a lot of what I feel when I'm feeling down is like I want to get the emotions out of me somehow. And I do through my music.
Your poor teacher, he thinks he's teaching you Antigone, and meanwhile you're writing a song in your head.
Exactly.
Yeah, keep talking, sir. Keep talking.
No,
that
is
very nice. Keep talking. There's a song in here, which is great to be inspired by your English class.
Exactly,
it's very nice. I love it. I love it. And it's, again, it's at The Groove. That's 125 McDougal Street. Everyone, there's no cover and just a two-item minimum. What a deal. You got to go check that out. That's a great deal. What a deal. I'm telling you, it's a New York deal. So it's very good. And you wrote this recently, Catharsis? It's a recent song, then.
Yeah, this is my most recent release. Honestly, I didn't write it that recently. I wrote it maybe 10 months ago, but I wanted to make sure it was perfect because this one really meant a lot to me. So it went through a bunch of different drafts.
It is so nice.
Yeah. I originally wrote it, and it was kind of a hip-hop, dance song, and that didn't feel right. So I ended up re-recording it to get to this more acoustic version.
Oh, I like the acoustic version very much.
It's
just, that's what I said, but when you get into the riffs part, where the repetition part, that's the part where I start really moving to the music of it, and I really like that part of it. And it's just so, and now you're also doing some theater, right? Did you just do some theater?
Yeah,
I've
been doing theater since I was really little. It's kind of the first thing that drew me to the arts. And I've been focusing on music lately, but I just finished a production of Eurydice, which was really fun. And that was just, a small thing with my school, but I really enjoyed it. I got to play Eurydice, which was a really fun role to get to.
You're a teacher who really likes the classics, or as I like to call them, the royalty-free plays. But
that's one way to put it.
The royalty-free plays are really a big hit right now. But
that's great.
And you've done some – I see you've done some workshops and you've done some community work as well here.
Yeah.
And it's good. And you tutor on top of it. How did your mother get such a good child? I don't know.
That's what I tell her every day.
You can tell her. So Nancy said so.
But I'm a good child. It's just that you seem to be putting all your energy into positive things, which is just terrific. And the fact is also, if you go to her website, tell me your website again.
AdelineVLopez.com.
If you go to her website, you're going to see a very exotic young lady on top of that. You could play almost any nationality, be in any foreign film or American film. You could be in anything. You have such a great look on top of it. And you stay in such great shape. I guess all that gymnastics helps with that. And then you also have, what is it? You're vegan. I love that. Vegan.
Yes.
It's just, you just decided you're not going to eat things with eyes. Okay. And I didn't know. They fade these things with eyes, and it just went on from there. Okay. Let's see. I got all this interesting information on you, too. Let's see. This EP is going to be available. Give us the date again and where they can get it.
It's going to be available on April 7th, and that's anywhere you stream music. So Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, anything, it'll be there.
Oh, you know what? While we're on the phone, let's give out your Instagrams and all your social media so that people can follow you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So all my social medias are also just Adeline V. Lopez, Instagram, TikTok. Honestly, those are really the only two that I use, but
okay.
Facebook,
all right.
Twitter, all of the rest is just Adeline V. Lopez.
Now, can they order the EP in advance, or do they have to wait?
No, it's available for pre-order. I would honestly, maybe I shouldn't say this, I don't know why people pre-order. I would just recommend waiting.
Okay. Well, they pre-order to get it ahead of everybody else. That's why. They want it ahead of time. But it's so good. So let's continue, because I want to play your songs today. So I have some more here. So, all right. What's the story behind Bottled Up?
So Bottled Up is a song I wrote during the pandemic, during lockdown, when I was really struggling, and I was trying to figure out how I felt about things. I think sometimes one of the main things that we feel is that we have these like big emotions, and we don't really know how to articulate them or what's really at the root of it. And Bottled Up was about keeping those feelings inside and not wanting to put them out and explore them. And so writing Bottled Up is sort of how I did that, how I understood what I was feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I just can't believe you're only 17 and such, so able to express yourself so succinctly. So let's hear it now for Bottled Up. Here we go. I'm going to open up the switchboard.
It's always a little bit harder to come back.
Wow. That's what I have to say. That is, how old are you again? I'm 17. Wow. That is just beautiful. That
Thank
is
you.
Just, I can't tell you. It's like I get so calm. You're like the voice whisperer. When I hear your lyrics and stuff, you're like the voice whisperer to me. And I hear this going on, and it's just so wonderful. Again, everyone, I want to encourage you to follow her. Go on her Instagram. And don't worry, I have one more song we're going to get to. But she'll be at 125 McDougal Street, which is great because you can eat around there, watch a show, or eat at the show. I'm not sure. They might have food, but it's free. You just got to get two minimums, two sodas, two beers, whatever. Just get whatever you want. Bring everybody with you and support her because she's an amazing talent. And that's Saturday, April 15th at 5 p.m. It's only like an hour and a half, so it's a lot of fun, and you're in historic Greenwich Village, so it's so much fun. But this is that. I'm just like, you're just like charming me to death here. And this is great. Where do you see yourself going? Like, I mean, you're only 17, so I hate to be pushy, but where do you see yourself going now? And what route?
Honestly, that is a fantastic question. and I wish I had an answer. Right now, I'm trying to work on what I love, to keep getting better, to keep finding opportunities to get to perform and write music, while also being a normal human being and existing as, you know, a person in the world, which is hard to do.
Well, I see you transitioning into theater or film because you have a great look, and you are so charming, so incredibly charming on top of it. And
let's see.
I want to get one more song in and before we close. So I want to get one more. I love Bottled Up, and I think I have one more that I have here. I know I had three of them. Oh, here it is. Okay. If I Knew How to Breathe, which you do know how to breathe because your singing is excellent. Here we go.
If I knew how to breathe, I'd breathe life into you. But now I'm panicked, crying in my room. And you said you loved me, but I didn't hear. You said you hate me, so I cried about it for a year, and I'd give anything to be just a flower falling from a tree. But I know I fall, hit the ground, crack my head, and lie there wailing like a little kid in bed. Oh, if I knew how to breathe, I'd scream your name, and I'd love the sound more.
That is just wonderful. I'm just breathless. You really have got talent there. I'm telling
you.
Thank
you so much.
And I've known a lot of singers. I mean, you remind me when Shauna Colvin was starting out too. And
oh.
You're on a Yes, I knew her when she was starting out too, and it's just that you have that enthusiasm that I just love that enthusiasm and that energy, and it's so nice to just hear that. And that's going to be a great show, everyone. I highly encourage everyone to go. All right, it's 125 McDougal Street. That's Saturday, April 15th, 5 p.m. It's free, just a two-item minimum. So it's whatever they have, get two of. And she's going to celebrate the release of her debut album, Feel Too Much at the Groove. No cover, man, no cover. 212-254-9393. And let's give them your website again.
AdelineVLopez.com.
Oh, that's so amazing. Yes, I'm going to send you a review, too, because I think you're so good. Your energy, I love your energy on top of everything. You know,
thank
it's
you.
Amazing that your energy, and I just get such a good vibe when just even talking to you. But this, whenever all music is so, like, chaotic now, and so chaotic and so pounding, and a lot of men feeling sorry for themselves songs.
I second that.
You second that, right? Why doesn't she like me? I don't know. I repeat that lyric 30 times. It's so nice and refreshing. And again, when's your birthday? What month?
September. September 6th.
September. You're not even 18. Look at, you got a whole 17 and a half. Okay. All right. You got a whole field of dreams to go here, but this is great. And I do hope you keep performing and mentoring and doing everything you're doing. We're down to our last 2 minutes. Is there anything you'd like to add or tell the people?
I mean, I guess just if you liked that last song, that's one that's not out yet from the album. So a bit of a sneak peek. So if you liked that one specifically, then you should definitely listen to the EP when it's out.
An EP, or they can buy them one at a time, can't they, on certain sites, if they want one or they want the whole EP?
Yes, if they want one, they can download one. If they want all of them, which I hope they do, they can download them all.
Yes, I highly encourage them to do it. you are so self-possessed and confident and in control of your instrument, your voice, but it's like an old soul singing in a young body, because it just comes out so, the poetry of it, you've kind of brought poetry back to music.
You
kind of, without,
you are going to give me a huge head, Nancy.
No, you've brought that back, the lyrical sense that I love so much about music, you have brought that back to it. And it's just so, you take my breath away. And I'm going to email you a quote for your whatever you want to use it for, but it's good. And I just like to say that you heard it here on What's the Buzz New York in my last 38 seconds to be on the positive lookout for this new sensation, Adeline V. Lopez. Her hypnotic and dulcet tones and well-crafted lyrics will warm your heart and charm your soul. So check her out, everyone. All right. Say that website one more time. We've got 23 seconds.
AdelineVLopez.com.
Boom. Mic drop. Okay, Adeline. Thank you for being
a
guest today. You did a great job on What's the Buzz New York. All right, everybody. Check her out. She's going to be a star. All right. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.